Welcome to a special edition of the Celtics Talk Podcast. I am A'Sherrod Blakely. We are coming to you live from the Cumberland Farms Lounge at our NBC Sports Boston studios. Cumberland Farms coffee is just 99 cents, any size. That's 99 good reasons to switch. We're going to have a conversation with Marcus Thompson of The Athletic. Marcus is a longtime Golden State beat writer, wrote a book about Steph Curry, and we're going to get a little bit of insight into not only the man himself, Steph Curry, but also this Golden State team as they gear up to play the Boston Celtics, who are riding a 13-game winning streak, a historic 13-game winning streak. Here's my conversation with Marcus Thompson. We are here with Marcus Thompson of The Athletic. Marcus, my man, how you doing?
Man, it's been a long time.
Yes, it has. Yes, it has, my
Without
friend.
Without a dope beat to step two, my man.
There you go. Rap lyrics. I know that's another story for another day. People don't realize, like, when Marcus first came into the league, we both came around the same time. I remember you were that dude that had the headphones. And always had some beat stumping out of the headphones. Even when we were writing our damn game stories.
That's how I used to make deadline, man. Throwing some Outkast
or something. And I was just like, how can he actually write? And then I would read your stuff. I'm like, oh, okay. I see how that is. That works for him. Okay.
A little Michael Jackson off the wall. You feel me? Something.
Speaking of off the wall, how about off the chain? This game between the Boston Celtics and the Golden State Warriors, Marcus. I mean, keep it real. Did you think the Celtics had any shot of being where they are record-wise right now going into this game?
Dude, I didn't believe it so much that I'm not even going. Like, I'm kicking myself, right? Like, I should have – what was the – man, I wish I booked this trip, right? Like, real talk, there's just no way they should be this good right now. Like, there's just no – it's not even that they're winning, right? It's how they're winning. You watch the Celtics, like, they already know how to win. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Like, they know, and some of it is Kyrie, but they do have a lot of young dudes who still need to learn how to win. And I know it's early, but some of these games they're pulling out when it comes down to making a stop, to executing, to focusing, to taking good shots. Like, they know how to do that. And, man, that's impressive, especially after losing Gordon Hayward.
Yeah, yeah. And your coach, Ashley, he talked a little bit about talked up the Celtics quite a bit. Even, you know, kind of put it out there that, you know, this Celtics team may be the team of the East in the future. They're going to be title contenders for years to come. I mean, what's your take on that? Do you buy that, or is that just coach speak trying to, you know, play that game?
No, it's definitely a little coach speak, but I do buy it, and I think he buys it too. But, you know, the fact that he's saying it out loud is like, you know, like, Steve, what you doing, right? Yeah. what you working? But, you know, I mean, if you just look at the landscape, and the Celtics are doing this without Gordon Hayward, who's like, you know, last I checked was pretty good at basketball. Like, man, this can't be good for the rest of the East, right? Like, this can't be good if you're doing this. Who knew Jason Tatum would be like this ready, right? And him and Jalen would be like, I mean, the ideal wing players in today's NBA with length, athleticism, right? Like, skill. Like, they're the perfect wing players. I thought when the Celtics gave up Avery Bradley, I was like, no. Like, he's one of the guys that, like, causes the Warriors problems. Mm-hmm. But they got two more dudes, right? Like, all right, we got Tatum and Brown. So I think it is a sign that they're this good. And I'm not saying they won't hit a wall at some point. I'm not saying they won't regress back to the mean. But we're seeing what is possible without Gordon Hayward. We're seeing the chemistry between Kyrie and Al Horford, right? We're seeing that Brad Stevens, like, really does know how to coach. And, like, it's not like they're going to get worse in years to come. So if they're already one of the best in the East and Cleveland looking like a mess, like, it's rough out here in these streets for the rest of the East.
And when you talk about rough, that crew that you cover be roughing up a lot of folks. But as we look at this NBA season in these early stages, no one is really talking a whole lot about Golden State. I mean, are they cool with kind of being kind of under the radar a little bit, even though everybody recognizes how great they are, but nobody's talking about them?
Oh, they love it. they living a good life right now. That's probably why Steve is talking up the Celtics, right? Like, you know, they like the deflection. Like, Steve was low-key happy about losing the opener and struggling to start the season. Like, he likes that stuff because, you know, they're already a pretty arrogant bunch, right? They already know that they are world beaters. And you could tell by some of the passes they make and shots they take that they know, like we're fire. And if they start, like, getting on a roll here, become the conversation, now that becomes, you know, a whole other element. And they just – he's learned his lesson from 73-9. I think they all have that – this team will be defined by what happens at the end of the season. So anything they can do to kind of preserve themselves physically, emotionally, they want to do that. And right now they're able to just kind of coast and nobody's paying attention. There's not very much hype and they love it. They want to save all that for the playoffs.
And that being said, I mean, obviously this game against the Celtics is a marquee matchup. You're talking about basically the two – record-wise, two of the best teams, if not the best teams, in the NBA. Is this one of those games where they will come out and, yeah, you know, they're cool breezing it right now, but they want to lay the hammer down, I would imagine, on Boston, just to kind of put them back in their place, I would imagine.
No question. And that's another part of why I bet Steve is hyping up the Celtics, right? So his players can hear it and be like, oh, you think they're good, huh?
So he's giving his own crew bulletin board material. Is that
right?
What you're saying?
Right, absolutely. Look, the truth is, like with the Warriors, they don't have many games where you go into it like they might lose. Yeah. Like even when they lose, it's like, how they lose to that team, right? So the it's maybe like 10 games a year where you go into it and you just don't know. And those don't happen that often. And I think this has become one of those. And they like those. It's like, you know, they're competitors. We want a challenge. They tend to get up for these games. So, you know, I think the whole KD Boston thing is still kind of there. I just know, you know, the Kyrie Steph thing is still there. And Draymond, anytime anybody thinks anybody's good, Draymond is on the mission to prove they're not as good as everybody thinks. So I think this is a game for them. Like this is a game where they got kind of circled. Like, we want to play in this. We want to play well. And, you know, if they got a chance to win by 20, I think they're going to take it. Just to send the message, you know, right? Because this is how they do games like this.
Yeah, and you mentioned Draymond Green. When I look at this Golden State team, I look at this Celtics team, and I think about Draymond, I think about him matching up at some point against Tatum. I think about how, for Tatum, who's been like Mr. Even Keel, cool breeze, easy breezy, doesn't get rattled, doesn't do any of those things that you expect a rookie to do, how do you think Draymond is going to go at him?
You know, I think he's going to go at him very carefully because you can't get banged on by Tatum, right? Like, that just can't happen.
Because it could happen if you're not careful.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. If you go around messing around, you don't want to be a little overzealous. I think mostly he's thinking about Al Horford. But I think he'll be careful with Tatum. Like, let me pay attention, but let me not be overzealous. Because there's nothing there. Now, if Tatum start talking trash, then all of a sudden Draymond's like, all right, let's go. But I don't think Tatum is on his radar yet. I think that's more of a KD situation. He's got to deal with Horford. But you know they see these guys, right? Mm-hmm. They see how easily this could become a highlight. And if you do anything on the Warriors, it's instantly viral, right? Any type of success against them is viral. So I think they know. I'm interested to see how the young Celtics handle this because they are young. Like, you know, there's still some young players and they have playoff experience, you know, but they're still young. I want to see how they respond to that because I do feel like the Warriors are coming. I do feel like KD's coming. Steph is coming. He's got a day off, right? And, like, it'll be a good test for them. Like, no matter what happens, this will be a good feel for the Celtics to have. And I think the Warriors need a game like this because it's been kind of like ho-hum for a while now.
When you look at this Celtics team and you see Kyrie Irving, just what he has been able to do, are you surprised at how kind of seamless things have been for him and the Celtics this early season? When you consider he went from a team that, you know, getting to the NBA Finals wasn't something they strive to do. It was what they did year in, year out in Cleveland, to a team in Boston where it's kind of a goal. And yet it seems that he really hasn't missed a beat as far as his play, as far as winning and things like that. Are you surprised that things have kind of worked out the way they have so far?
I am. And for me, what it shows me is that Brad Stevens is indeed a good coach, mm-hmm. because I was worried about how Kyrie would fit in how the Celtics play. Mm-hmm. But it seems like Brad Stevens has said, let's let Kyrie be Kyrie, right? Let's not take the ball out of his hands with our motions, right? Let's not center this thing on screens and hard cuts and like kind of treat everybody as a cog in this wheel. But they said, nah, let's rock this Kyrie Horford pick and roll so they can stop it, right? Let's let him cook. And for me, that shows a coach who knows how to say, man, you give me the talent, I'll figure it out. It's not a matter of I'll fit whatever we have into our system. But, man, depending on what kind of groceries you get will determine what kind of meal we get. And that's a good coach, right? Like, he's seen that. He's like, all right, let's figure out how to incorporate Kyrie and what we do. And it probably was easier without Hayward, right, because now there's one clear ball-dominant type of guy.
Right.
But the fact that Kyrie can just, like, pick up from Cleveland, drop him in Boston, and still do what he does, for me, is a testament to how good of a coach Brad Stevens is.
Yeah, and, you know, when you talk about Kyrie and his past in Cleveland, you can't help but look at Cleveland, and they look like a hot mess right now. I mean, is this team – are they, you know, kind of in that still – we're feeling things out, blah, blah, blah. Or, I mean, are they in trouble?
You know what? I think it's like, you know, they're feeling things out and they know it doesn't matter. But I think, you know, they kind of took it too far. You know what I'm saying? Like, it went too far. It's almost like, man, I'm just going to run to the store. I'm not going to get dressed up. And then you realize everybody you know at the store. So now you stuck out there like, oh, man. So I think they're in that situation where it's like, we were chilling and it kind of went too far. Mm-hmm. And now it's kind of a mess. But I almost feel like that 57-point game LeBron had against the Wizards.
Right.
Like, at any point, LeBron could be like, all right, I got this. And that's kind of like the great saver, you know, like plan B they have. Right. Like, at any point, yeah, I think they know that, right? And some of this stuff is the natural we don't care about November basketball. But, you know, now they start looking at themselves like, hey, man, let's flip the switch. And it really wasn't sparking.
Right.
So I was like, are they really that a mess? I think they'll eventually figure it out. And part of it, too, is because, like, some of these other teams are just frauds, man.
Right.
Like, Toronto fraud, Wizards frauds. It's like, man, like, y'all got the opportunity to really kind of seize this. And they can't even do it with, like, LeBron, like, dump trucking. And they got the worst defense in, like, NBA history. And, like, Toronto and Washington can do nothing about it. That's why, man, the East belongs to the Celtics. Like, this, nobody else got no heart out there.
Wow. Well, I mean, you say that. I'm curious, though. Best case scenario for the Celtics, you see them getting to the finals? And if they can get to the finals, can they beat Oh, Golden State. Can they beat Golden State?
I don't think they can now, but I think the building blocks are there. I think it'll be a little bit like with the Cleveland series. Like, mm-hmm. The Warriors will get the first one, and then, you know, Boston will kind of, like, fill it out and kind of figure it out and retool. And then, you know, the second one is like a ball game. You know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. I think this is the next great series, is the Warriors-Celtics. I do think the Celtics need another player because, I mean, if we're just looking at the roster, I mean, be honest, like, the Warriors roster is just ridiculous. I mean, it's just crazy. Like, Kevin Durant just makes it absurd.
Yeah, and y'all bought the young fella at the draft who's just banging on everybody.
They spent $3 million to go get Jordan Bell, and now they might have the next Draymond Green. So
exactly.
I feel like this is what's brewing here. And, you know, there's a lot of connections between Boston and the Warriors, too. I don't think a lot of people know that. Mm. The reason Bob Myers is the general manager is because of Danny Ainge, right?
Right.
Joe Lacob, the owner of the Warriors, was a minority owner for the Celtics. Mm. A lot of the coaches that came through. The reason Mark Jackson is not a coach anymore is because of those Boston dudes that, like Scalabrine and them, that came over from the Celtics, right? So there's a lot of organizational kind of overlap. And so I'm saying that to say that Danny Ainge might actually have some insight, right? He might, if there's anybody who might could figure out how to, challenge the Warriors super team, he might kind of know the pieces because there is some organizational overlap. So I do feel like this is going to be our next big, like, rivalry is Warriors Celtics. But of course, me saying that only means LeBron is going to hear this and be like, what? All right, let's go.
Listen, man.
I'm going to go to five more finals.
Listen, there's only so many times LeBron can hit that B button and actually get something to work.
I'm thinking that too, right? But I mean, I'm just saying that about, like, the Spurs for heck of a long too. I'm wrong every year. I mean, anybody can keep proving us wrong as LeBron. But I do feel like he might have one more year in him if that. I mean, if getting to the finals, he'll still be great. But that team, like, I just don't know if they can get to the finals. But LeBron is still, like, clearly the best player.
Yeah, absolutely. And you pretty damn good yourself there, Marcus Thompson of The Athletic. Thank you so much for your time. I appreciate it. Oh, quick shout-outs. Your book, Golden, The Miraculous Rise of Steph Curry.
That's sold out in Boston, right? Everybody got it, right? Everybody got it in Boston already,
yeah,
right?
But this, you know, we're global, though, man. I mean, I'm trying to talk to the people outside of Boston.
Man. I feel you, you know. So, yeah, we out in paperback now, too, so for – the people who want a little cheaper price can get it anywhere books are sold.
There you
Barnes
go.
And Noble, Amazon, your local bookstore, or if you're somehow in the town, I'll sell them out my trunk for $59.99.
Marcus Thompson of The Athletic, thank you so much for your time, my man.
Thank you, sir. It's been an honor.
Thanks a lot to Marcus Thompson. Great stuff as always. And speaking of great stuff, we are going to have tons of great stuff looking ahead to this Golden State game between the Boston Celtics and the Warriors. Tune in for pregame coverage, halftime coverage, postgame coverage. We got you covered from beginning to end, and the entire gang will be in the mix. Kyle Draper, Scal, Abby, Mike, and Tommy, myself. Tune in pre, halftime, and postgame for the Celtics Talk Podcast. This is Ashraf Blakely, and I am out!